the hottest story in the Mid-Michigan area has to be the Marshall Street Armory deal and the other deals that are involved with the Gillespie Group, a group that is trying to get some deals done when it comes to building and construction. It seems like there is an issue here with union pay, union workers. We've gotten the city's take on this. We've gotten the Gillespie Group's take on it. Now we wanted to talk with you and find out what you think about this issue. Now, when I talk with city officials and also the Gillespie Group, Pat Gillespie himself, they told me that we're having issues because it's being forced upon them that all union workers be used for this work. And is that true?
No, sir. That's not true at all. And if the developer told you that, then that's an outright lie. We've sat down with the developer. This conversation's been, discussion's been going on for 2 years. Tony, and here's what I don't understand is all they're asking is for area standard wages, which brings it up. That's the average standard across the state of Michigan in the area. And it's nothing about union or non-union. It's about putting the city workers and the people in the Lansing area to work, bringing people, Tony, from Grand Rapids and out of town in here to build this work. Doesn't do nothing for the tax base, doesn't do nothing for this. This is nothing about union or non-union. The non-union can bid this as much as the union, sir. They come in, it's an area overall average wage, they will pay that, and if they will do that, then we're good with union or non-union, because that makes the bids apples to apples, sir.
Zane, Pat Gillespie said that more than 80% of the workers will be hired from the Tri-County area, and that anyone is able to bid on this. He said he'd even use up to 50% of union wages when you're talking about wages. He just needs for union workers or people who are going to be working on this project to work with him on what is paid. That seems contrary to what you're telling me.
I've met with the developer a couple times now, and I've agreed to sit down here the next few days with him, whatever it takes to get these projects going. Now, are you referring to the Marshall Street Armory or the Marketplace, sir?
Both.
Both. Well, the Marketplace, or the Marshall Street Armory, is my understanding, is a go, Tony, and it's the Marketplace that he's talking about now. So whatever it takes to work with the developer, Tony, I'm more than up for it. And to give you a little background on myself, I just took this job over in August, so I did the follow-up with Patrick Devlin and Shorty Gleason, who's been working with Mr. Gillespie in the past, and we'll continue to work together, or whatever it can, to do this. You know, everybody's making this out to be a project labor agreement. This isn't about that either. That's what, is in the papers every day, Tony, and that's not the issue. We're not asking for a project labor agreement. We're asking for area standard wages to be paid that's right there in the community, and to put that money back into the community.
Well, Mr. Gillespie on this program yesterday said that this deal kind of snuck out of nowhere. He said that everything was in place, and then all of a sudden a couple of city council members, with the urging of union officials, told him, "Nah, let's put a stop on this because we want top union wages for these jobs."
Tony, I have not sat down with any city council members to discuss union wages, except for a couple that we talked before the vote went down, and they were the council members that voted against it. So, it's the Pro Gillespie Group that I met with, and it was a very, very, very good informative meeting, Tony. So I don't understand. When I left that meeting, it would have been Thursday, I guess, before the vote, I felt good about it. So I don't understand what happened the next day and all of a sudden this weekend. So whatever it takes to help the developer put work down here, and more importantly, to put area workers to work, it is the concern of the building trades. You know, we represent over 108,000 members in this state, that contribute to everything, that work in these cities, that build these cities, that vote in these cities, and that's all we're asking is a fair shakeout. You know, we're asking to go to work. When the developer gets all the incentives from the city, welfare in this state has changed as we know it. Now it's corporate welfare. And I have no problem with whatever it takes to put development into these counties, with the brownfield and everything else. We're up for that. We just want to be a part of building it. And we can get these on time, on budget, and open sooner. So whatever we can do to assist the developer, I'm all for it. And I'm the only one to sit down with them today, tomorrow, Friday, Monday, whatever he would like to do, and with the city council. So whatever we can do, Tony, on the Michigan building trades part, I'm all for it, sir.
Zane, how far apart are you and the Gillespie group on these wage concessions?
Tony, honestly, we've never sat down and gave a number. We've asked the developer repeatedly to show us, if you say you can't do it at this number, show us why. And there has been nothing back, but no, he just says, I can't do it. So tell us why you can't do it, show us the numbers, and we'll go from there. The unions, if you want to say that, when we've been in talk with the developer, Tony, has been willing to do a residential rate, which is what they have, to be competitive with the non-union. So they're willing to come down on the marketplace, for example, and do residential rates for the entire job. You know, and that's still not good enough on that part. So we're willing to make concessions, whatever it takes, to put this together. We just need help on the developer side. If they're going to get city tax breaks, our tax money, to go to work, we expect to go to work, Tony.
Zane, are you expecting for this contractor to hire all union workers?
You know, in a realistic, in a perfect world on my side, that'd be great. No, we know that's unrealistic. That's what a project labor agreement would be. Their argument is that it's all union. Even under a PLA, Tony, which is a project labor agreement, that does not mean that they have to be all union. Everybody talks that, you know, that, oh, you got to be in union, you got to be in union. No, you do not have to be in the union at all to bid these jobs, Tony. You know, and everybody here says, oh, you know, you have to pay union dues, union dues, union dues. This is nothing about union dues. You know, if you're making $15 an hour as opposed to $25 an hour, technically the non-union's paying dues. They're paying $10 an hour not to pay dues. So if the union dues are $30 a month, which is what they're arguing is, your first 3 hours you're made up for that. So that's not an issue. PLAs and area standards are not about union dues, which is what they're trying to twist this around. This is about putting out-of-work members to work, Tony. That's all we're asking, is to put people to work. Now, 100% union, is that realistic? No. 100% non-union? No. And we talked about that with the developer. I sat right down and talked to him. We just need to come to a happy understanding, a medium understanding, maybe walk away where everybody's a little disappointed, Tony.